face under fire from the AfriGo magazine issue entitled Missions and Persecution. A painful but powerful witness, following Jesus has become a dangerous affair in Africa, which ironically is today's epicenter for global Christianity. While churches are filled and services are vibrant, for millions of believers, persecution is not a distant theological debate, but a daily lived reality. On Palm Sunday, 29th March 2026, hooded gunmen snaked their way into Anguwan-Rukuba, a Christian community in Jos, Nigeria. They opened fire and killed about 27 people. A year earlier on Palm Sunday, 51 persons were killed in Zike, another Christian community. 72% of Christians killed globally reside in Nigeria, where Boko Haram bandits and armed Fulani herdsmen target Christian communities. This situation is not unique to Nigeria. In Niger, gunmen attacked a baptism ceremony in September 2025, killing more than 20 believers. In Mozambique's Delgado region, Christians and missionaries are not spared in killings by the Islamic State in Mozambique, ISM. Across North Africa, registration laws and conversion restrictions push believers to worship in hiding. Persecution is unjust hostility directed at those who profess faith in Jesus Christ, be they cross-cultural missionaries or local believers. According to Open Doors, 20 of the 50 countries where Christians face the highest persecution are in Africa, with 5 African nations ranking among the top 10. Most missionaries who have died at the hands of terrorists are indigenous Africans who obeyed the call to reach the unreached. Regardless of its intensity, persecution affects the mission of the church. Persecution runs along a spectrum. On one end is the violence resulting in loss of life and property. On the other hand is the quiet hostility through social ostracism, family rejection, exclusion from employment, the demand for worship permits, etc. Persecution also shows up as the systemic strangulation of the rights of Christians, where those who speak up are targeted for further harm. Scripture never presents persecution as a surprise. In Matthew 5:10-12, Jesus calls the persecuted blessed, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Paul warned Timothy that all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. 2 Timothy 3:12. Persecution is not a sign that God's mission has failed or is failing. It is frequently the cost of carrying it out. Nevertheless, genocide under the veneer of persecution should be rejected, because wiping out families and communities is an affront to the God who created them. The visible toll of persecution is easy to track, but its hidden effects are just as heavy. Trauma, strain on missionary families, worker attrition, forced closure of mission fields, etc. External dangers aside, when mainstream prosperity gospel promises only wealth and ease in Christ, it leaves believers ill-equipped to withstand persecution and produces fewer mission-minded Christians. Those struggling under the fist of persecution, the church in Africa is also demonstrating remarkable faith. Congregations still gather on the ashes of burned buildings or worship in roofless churches and in camps for internally displaced people. Many remain committed to Christ and to the call to advance the gospel. As Jesus said, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Matthew 16:18. In obedience to Matthew 5:12, we should rejoice when we face persecution and also support the persecuted. We need a theology and a practice of care for trauma-affected missionaries and their families. It is imperative to raise mature, biblically grounded Christians who are ready to risk it all for God. As militants target church buildings, congregations should invest in resilient house church models as a survival and a tactical strategy. Persecution will not kill the church, but compromise Christian living, and nominalism can weaken its witness. Fulfilling God's missional mandate is still possible, but it depends on our faithfulness in the crucible of persecution.